This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Is a pastor using a bullhorn outside an abortion clinic protected speech? Supreme Court justices have said before that the First Amendment is messy, and a case before the High Court tests that idea. Attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom say a Maine state law banning such amplification is unconstitutional in part because amplified pro-abortion speech would not be banned, and previous unanimous High Court rulings concur. Another medical waste disposal company will no longer dispose of human remains for Planned Parenthood. Even the phrase, disposal of human remains, perhaps best belongs to the after effects of war. But it also comes up in abortion and runs counter to the Western and Judeo-Christian regard for the human body. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is fighting a Texas law that demands it provide cemetery burials. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, President Trump's pick to the Eighth Circuit has overcome abortion advocates at the American bar to gain Senate confirmation, as Nebraska's Attorney General Steve Grass was instrumental in defending bans on partial birth abortion. And running for re-election in 11 months, Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania is defending brutal dissection abortions as reasonable. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.